Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens.
I'm your host, one of your hosts. Why am I starting it like this? I'm crazy. I'm gonna start over. Okay.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me, as usual, the one, the only, Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, hello.
Hello, hello. I lied. I said I'm good, but I lied because I said it's a podcast about all that crap we love to watch on Bravo. But that extends to Peacock because we are here to talk Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip Season 2, Episode 2 over in Dorinda's Bluestone Manor. Very excited to talk about it. What's going on with you, Ronnie? How are you today?
Nothing. I'm excited to watch this show. I love this show.
Yeah.
Loving it.
It's really good. The first episode, I admit, I was like, this is fine, but I don't think it's quite as amazing as everyone's saying. But I feel like the second episode, it starts to really hit its stride a lot more.
Well, I'm reading so many different opinions. Obviously, it's Bravo, so no one has one opinion. But, I mean, some people are just hating it and saying it's too dark and they don't like that it's all in Dorinda's house. And some people are like, that's the best thing that's ever happened to me in my life. So it's hard to know, you know, but I love it. All right. I think it's going to be one of those things in years that we show our grandchildren. Like, guys, this is how we lived.
I mean, I think the episodes could be a little shorter. I think they don't have – some of it is like a little – there's just some stuff that we don't necessarily need to have. But I think that –
oh, really? You're going to say that about my episode? You better back it up, bitch. Richard was in that tree. Richard is in that tree. Okay. You know what? I don't want to fight with you. Back to the Dorinda, just going through a whole season of emotions in like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Although, I will say with Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip Season 1, I felt, and this could be a misconception, I felt like there was a little bit more discussion about what it was like to be on the shows. And I feel like we're not really getting that much from this iteration. Like, I thought we were going to be getting a little bit of discussion about what it's like to be on a show, to be fired, to no longer like what it's like to be after a show, which is fine. We don't necessarily have to have that, but I was expecting a little bit more of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think because they filmed at the same time or roughly this right around the same time, they didn't really have a formula set up for it yet. It was just like, one's this glamorous trip, and then the other one's like Vicky with COVID in Dorinda's house. Coughing.
Yeah.
So I think they just haven't like nailed down what they want it to be yet. But, you know, I love it. I love both iterations.
And Eva really has... she really has emerged, and it reminds you that like there's a reason why Eva is known in pop culture. Like, she was on Top Model, but she was one of the few breakouts from Top Model, and there's a reason for that. And I think she got lost in the mix a bit on Atlanta. I think maybe Atlanta was too big for her or like didn't match her vibe. But here on this show,
well, also, as people have pointed out, like, we have to remember she was pregnant the whole time in Atlanta. You know, she didn't really get to let loose as much.
Yeah, but she's still, even then, like, she would have moments where she would let loose, but she was very chill. And on this show, she's very centering, and she's a huge presence on this show in a great way.
Yeah. So let's get started. So where did we end? Let's do it.
We ended with, they were at the crab boil, okay? And they were at the crab boil in Dorinda's backyard, and Dorinda's telling us, like, you're just like, oh, what a beautiful night. Okay, let's get into vibe. Okay, it takes a minute to get into the vibe of Bluestone Manor. Okay, and Vicky, you know, she was asking, where do we go? Where do we go? Well, there's nothing to do. We're at BSM. Okay, Bluestone Manor. That's the spirit. That's the space. We're gonna absorb it. We're gonna absorb it tonight.
Yeah, it doesn't happen right away. It's like asbestos. You gotta kind of let it grow into your system. And that's what So then we see the clip of her breaking the lobster and feeding Phaedra. And Brandy is telling Taylor, she's like, I mean, your season, the season that that happened, I mean, that was the worst fucking time of my life. And Taylor's like, yeah, the year that my husband died. And Vicky's saying, what does that have to do with you, Brandy? Like, what does that have to do with you? And Brandy goes, shut the fuck up right now. And everyone's like, how dare you? How dare you say shut the fuck up? Even though the rest of them say it at least twice during this show.
Yeah.
During this episode. Like, how dare you?
You're not going to talk that way to me. Okay, ever. Let's get that straight. You're never going to talk that way to me. Ever, ever, ever. And Brandy's like, well, that finger is interesting. That finger. By the way, I just want to point out, I'm very aware that for some reason over the years, my Brandy and my Vicky have turned into Kelly Dodd and Margaret Josephs. I don't know what's happened, but we just have to go.
Yeah, I heard the Margaret there. Yeah, I just, you know, Brandy squeals. That's how she talks, especially when she's mad. That's what she does. Like, what can you do?
Shut the fuck up right now! You will never talk to me that Vicky way. So Vicky is like, ever.
You will never, ever talk to me like that again. You will never talk to me like that. That is ridiculous. That is disgusting. Having someone come up to me and tell me to shut the fuck up, you don't do that. You shut the fuck up! You shut the fuck up! And Brandy's like, okay, scene, can we go now? They're like, what? And Eva's like, no, not scene.
She's like, well, three Scorpios, what are we gonna do tonight? Let's get naked. And Dorinda's like, no, not tonight. Maybe in a couple nights we'll get naked, but not tonight. And Vicky just starts doing the cross over at her end of the table. She's doing like the cross and the straw blowing. Or not the straw blowing, it's like blowing into the bottle blowing.
Yes. All right, Brandy, tonight you're gonna get a very good night's sleep.
Oh really? On the pull-out couch?
Hey, that is a handmade George Smith couch from London, okay? And if anybody knows about comfortable pull-out couches, it's London. Why? I don't know, really. But you know what? They also do windows very well. Because I remember being in London and putting my head up against the glass of the window, and I really felt things.
Do you remember her whole, like...
Yes. The light in the window reminded her of London.
Yes. Yeah, her whole London memories, and it was all just weird. It's like, I touched the glass in the window in London, and my heart broke.
Okay.
Well, you know, London. So then they're now, that's after dinner, so they're going to go have a drink up in like a little patio area. And so Brandy's like, Taylor, I don't want you to leave without me. And Taylor's just like ignoring her. Taylor's so annoyed with Brandy because Brandy is trying to like... force some sort of like we're sisters now, we had a misunderstanding, but now we've been bonded together, now that we've cleared it up. And Taylor is so mad at Brandy and just trying to like get away from her.
So then we get the opening, which I swear is only Murders in the Building. I don't care what you people tell me. Okay, everyone's like, no, it's Succession. I almost said Secession because I watched Karen's show. Succession.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, it's obviously Succession. Not to me. It's only Murders in the Building. Watch it and come back.
And wasn't Karen's show, the music from that, actually the one that's supposed to be a parody of Succession?
Yeah. And hers I got. Like, that I recognized right away. But this one, I'm getting Murders in the Building. Sorry. Okay. And they probably said in interviews it's supposed to be from Succession. And I'm still going to argue with it. But I don't care. You know what? My ears... my choice in what I hear. That's what I hear. So, it's after dinner now. It should have been Adam's Family. And... well, yeah, because neither one of them really makes sense, right? Only Murders in the Building wouldn't really make sense. Except that Vicky, you know, Vicky might be entering Martin Short territory. I don't know. She's making crazy faces every time she smiles. But then Succession doesn't really make sense either, right? So, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it could have
been. How about The Nanny? You know, if we're going to choose a theme song and not make sense, give me some. She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens. Still a boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? What was she to say out on her fanny?
Well, I'm just trying to think of a movie, of pieces of pop culture. By the way, yes, you're correct. But I'm also thinking about pieces of pop culture where people get stuck into a mansion. And I'm thinking Clue or Rocky Horror. And I feel like Rocky Horror, it should be like a play off of, I don't know, The Time Warp or
any number of songs from that musical, you know, that would have been good.
Let's do the time warping. Oh, Rocky.
Let me tell you something. The time warp was made by George Smith in London. It's a handmade time warp, so you better believe it's a comfortable time warp.
Okay, so it's after dinner, and Phaedra and Vicky are at the table talking, and Phaedra's like, you guys are crazy. And Vicky's like, keep her away from me. I will take her down. I do not deal with chaos.
And so then Brandy goes inside to pee, and Vicky's like, yeah, she's brash. Her boobs are hanging out. She's disgusting. She's filthy. Her mouth is filth. Birds of a feather flock together. I'm not flocking with that bird. Just saying. And let's go. I'm not flocking with that bird. Okay. I'm a pigeon. She's a canary. Okay. We're not flocking together. Not together.
And it's just so Vicky, because she slams her napkin down on the table, and then she uses the term that has been making me crazy for at least 3 years now, and it needs to stop. Just saying.
Please only Danielle Staub is allowed to say that. Only Danielle Staub. Just saying, nah. Because she adds extra syllables.
Please also, stop with the just saying. I cannot take any more just saying.
Also, Vicky saying she's brash and her boobs are hanging out and she's disgusting. She's filthy and her mouth is filthy. I'm like, your best friend is Tamara.
Right.
She's all of those things.
And could you not be talking about birds flocking? Didn't you have the office windows that the birds kept running into? Like, you have killed so many birds. I don't even want to hear you with your birds flock together.
I only flock with insured birds.
Birds who have flock insurance together? A trashy flock. Horse with their boobs out. Okay.
Flock insurance.
And Phaedra says, I'm thinking Vicky needs to be dating a preacher because she would be a good Southern Baptist woman. You are not going to disrespect me.
So Phaedra goes to check in on Brandy, and Brandy's like already in her bed, and she's like, how did you get it to bed so quickly? And Brandy's like, that's what I do. So then Dorinda is upset. She's like, you know what? I didn't like when she said, shut the fuck up to you, Vicky. I didn't like that at all.
Yeah. And Phaedra's comforting Brandy. She's like, you know, I know Brandy is drunk out of her mind, and I just want to make sure she's okay. She's just so misunderstood, and she needs a friend. She will probably also run some product for you, Phaedra. I think Phaedra sees a mark when, you know, I think she can spot it and be like, okay, this lady can carry out orders if she can only watch her mouth.
I just assumed Phaedra saw a future client also. She's well, like, that's true. She's gonna need some help.
I think she just feels like she could show Brandy how to jack a car really easy from a dealership, you know, like she all could show her how to file down some VIN numbers.
Maybe she's gonna have like an exchange of cash in the parking lot like she did with that other client once.
And she's like,
just be like a bunch of tampons. We're like, oh, I thought tampons would be funny.
Tampons. Like, oh, yeah, Brandy and her old tricks. I love it. So Phaedra's like, you know, Brandy, you could be very lovable. You've got a very good heart, and you just got to stop calling people bitches.
Just watch your mouth. Tone it down. Be kind. Be a good citizen. I'm like, Brandy Glanville is a good citizen. LOL. It's not what this country needs right now.
So outside, the other girls are talking, and Dorinda's like, you know, well, I'll probably be married again at some point. And Taylor's like, does that mean you'll be having sex at 8? She's like, I can't. I don't even miss sex. And I'm just not a very sexual person. You know, I perform as good as anyone else when the lights are down. Making love, I just never let the lights down. I sleep in the light. And that's just how it is.
Hat batch, do you have sex with yourselves? And she's like, not really. And Eva's like, oh wow, well, you got a lot of pent up shit in there. This is gonna be an interesting weekend.
I'm a Barbie practically at this point. I polish it. All right, get some pledge. Okay. And Tamara's like, oh my gosh, it's not dead. Just because you're not getting it doesn't mean you can't have it. I have a vibrator in my back right now, batch.
Yeah, when I put my laptop on my lap, the heat makes me horny. Yeah. You ever get turned on by a hot MacBook Pro. Yes, batch.
And you know that that poor computer keeps just sending error reports to Apple. Like, please, I know. Send help.
Lesson learned, never touch Tamara's mouse, okay? So, you don't know where it's been. So then Dorinda's like, you know what? I don't know how to have fun and to fuck people and have people dick slap you in your face and then wake up and be like, okay, I just want to have coffee and continue the day. I'm like, I need to go to church. I need to call my mother. I need to get married. I need to call up John and be like, you're fucking loser, John. I can't do all those things.
I told you the way last time, John, you piece of shit. And so Tamara's like, yeah, the laptop makes me horny. And Eva goes, oh, me too. But, you know, I'm a Scorpio. So Tamara goes, I'm a Virgo. I don't know what that means.
She's like, I just mainly got turned on by Acers, not Macs. That's all.
I just love that Eva's that person. He's like, yeah, I'm horny, but it's because, you know, I'm a Scorpio. Oh, okay. So then they're telling her she needs a climax and stuff. And Vicky's just over it, you know. She's like, oh my god, we're talking about sex. I can't believe we're talking about sex. How disgusting that these women would sit around and talk about sex. I wish every time Vicky acted like this, they would just cut to her deep throating that dick lollipop.
Yeah, well, they kind of do.
But every time. I needed, like, every single time this fucking hypocrite opens her mouth. Every time.
Yeah. And Vicky's like, listen, I just need to go to bed. Okay, I need to put on my mask and like take my 30 pills, you know? And Tamara's like, yeah, you gotta take care of yourself. I do take care of myself. That's why I'm healthy. Because I take this shit, okay? I gotta take my bear aspirin. Because, you know, the protocol is for 50 days after COVID, you gotta take bear aspirin.
Yeah, the protocol is 50 days. Yeah, I love your protocol. You won't get the vaccine, but you're gonna take 30 things, 20 of which at least have not been approved by the FDA.
And Phaedra's like, oh, because you had COVID. She was like, yeah, and I was so happy about it. It was like the best thing ever. You know, I had it 3 weeks ago. And he was like, oh yeah, well, I got both my vaccinations and my boosters. I'm a Pfizer girl.
And Tamara goes, she had it last week. She's like, nah, Tamara, it was 3 weeks ago. Okay. Okay, don't you think people deserve to know this? And what the hell, yes, with Vicky getting she doesn't have to get vaccinated to come. This whole thing is crazy, right?
Maybe she lied.
So we go into this discussion about the vaccine. So, yeah, Eva's like, yeah, I've had three. And Vicky's like, you know what? This is a rabbit hole. I will go down with you people, okay? And Eva's like, but the president is opening up boosters for everyone. She goes, of course they are. Follow the money. Follow the money.
Oh, Vicky. So Eva goes, are you an anti-vaxxer? And she goes, yeah. You're like, uh-oh, this is not going to end well. But by the way, I love that they had this conversation because this is like such a real conversation that people have. And it's like not present anywhere on Bravo. And I'm not saying it's not present, like, in terms of people should know. This should be discussed. But like, it's a real thing that people discuss. And it's like to act like people aren't discussing this is kind of like strange. And so it was, I found it oddly refreshing that they had this ridiculous debate.
So Phaedra's like, well, I was under the impression that everyone here was vaccinated and we were all COVID-free, but now this congestion is worrying me. And then they show clips of Vicky being like, you know, if I...
Phaedra's like, there's a lot of sniffling and dripping and snot. Oh, my.
And Vicky's like, I don't want to get into politics. I don't want to get into politics. Yeah, because you just see that you're going to lose in this crowd. Like, Vicky is typical. You know, she's like, vaccines suck. And then she's like, let's not get into politics. Okay.
I know. And Dorinda's like, vaccination is not politics. So if I get measles and mumps and rubella for my daughter, that's politics. And she's like, well, that's been around for 100 years. Which... Dorinda's like, no, you elected not to take the vaccine. She goes, well, you know, I have a clot in my leg. I have a medical exemption. Penicillin. Coma. 10 cc's of something stat. It's like, you're just saying medical things now, okay?
Yeah. Vicky wants you to be very sure what you're putting in your body. Meanwhile, tried to sell kill all cancer pills to cure your cancer that were like made of, you know, guava and like, who knows, guarana.
Guava. Could you imagine? She tried to put guava into her body.
It's like guarana and Valtrex. Yeah. You know, who knows what was in that?
Guano.
So Dorinda's like, be in Cali, okay, and get your politics separate from your own. She's like, I'm very intelligent, very. Do not treat me like a gorgale here in Massachusetts, okay? A very intelligent person.
Well, I don't know, because you're not sounding intelligent. That's scary. Okay, my friend died from not being vaccinated. And she goes, well, yeah, and my friend died after the second vaccination. And Dorinda's like, I don't believe that. Okay, you have zero proof of that, and that is madness to spread. That is madness. And so Tamara is like, she's doing her like mini head shake, like, no, Vicky, no, stop. No.
Yeah, she's like, don't talk politics. Don't talk religious. And don't talk vaccines. And Dorinda's like, show me the proof. You show me the proof. She's like, well, I don't have the death certificate. You know, I just have what the kids said. Oh, you know what my friend said? That in the morning, there's going to be a unicorn. There's going to be a unicorn in the garden. That's what my friend said. At 10 o'clock. And you know what? When you tell that truth, a unicorn's going to show up. And that's what I am about.
And Eva's like, ah, here we go, Dorinda Vroni. And then we see like a montage of Dorinda just going mad.
Yeah, put an easy pass on that title of yours. You're gonna give a toast to Kingsley Mollaway. Running in her glitter turban. It's a season finale. Da-da.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So, Dorinda, they make it like a late night CD thing that you buy on late night TV.
Yeah.
Like, Dorinda's greatest hits. Also, if you order now, you get Dorinda's album, Back That Shit Up, as a bonus.
You better back that shit up, bitch.
So someone died from getting the vaccine, and she's like, I'll show you. It's on the internet. She's like, oh, on the internet. Oh, the internet says a unicorn showing up. Stop with your bullshit, okay? So when the unicorn shows up, we're going to show that the vaccination killed someone. Don't do that in my house. I was like, this is hilarious, but also, like, standing ovation, Dorinda. Standing ovation.
Unicorn. And Vicky's like, I'm not bringing in a unicorn or whatever the hell she's talking about. She's got cuckoo. She's got cuckoo bird. Okay. Yeah, well, you're making statements.
They're killing people. They're killing community.
That don't fly with me. So Vicky's like, okay. And Taylor and Tamara are just like looking at each other, like, fellow Orange County friend, what are we going to do? I don't know, Batch. So Dorinda's like, you know what? You upset me because you've had people die from it. 6 people. And if they were vaccinated, they wouldn't have. Okay, so for your dignity, for your personality, for who you're gonna be in the world, just please humble yourself and take it back, because these people lost 10 people. And
Eva's like, yeah, and these people is me. That's who she's talking about. And Vicky's like, okay, I take it back.
You better take it back.
Okay, I take it back. You better take it back, unicorn in the front yard. You take it.
So, then it's like settled amazingly. And so Dorinda goes inside and makes a drink. She's like, I ain't doing politics out here. So then Dorinda's telling Vicky, she's like, you know what? I'm really sorry that I got upset with you, because just it's very personal to me. And she's like, no, I'm sorry. I respect what you're saying. Sorry. Let's not.
It's just very passionate. And then all of a sudden everybody's here. And you know what? What a blessing. What a blessing.
It's like, Dorinda, how many seasons are you going to do in this one scene?
Fuck you, bitch. I'm so sorry I treated you like that.
Jeez. So many emotions.
Yeah. Vicky's like, you know, I don't know Dorinda very well. And in that moment of arguing, I realized I'm not going to win this argument. And I don't care to win the argument. But she doesn't like my viewpoints. That's fine. But I would never do that to somebody in my home. You know. Tell them facts while they speak fictions. I would never do that.
So, Vicky never really has anything in her home, does she?
Well, no, she's had many scenes. You know, she has the grotto, or she had the grotto in the old house.
In the old days, but like in her more recent seasons, she didn't do anything in her house. I'm trying to think if she did.
I think she was trying to sell it. That's why. She probably didn't want to get it dirty.
Oh. Oh, well, she had that season finale party, I guess, where Ryan went off on What's Her Buns' mom for putting her feet on the couch. I remember that.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, her birthday Lydia's party. Mom. Yeah. And I think it was her house where Tamara threw wine at Gina's gay of some sort. Or oh, okay, at Gina, yeah. I should say. And then Gina's gay threw the glass down the driveway. Like, yeah, leaving.
I would not do that to anybody in my house. I would have Tamara do it. Okay? It's called manners. It's called manners.
By the way, I misquoted Vicky. She said that she got to know Dorinda very well in that moment of arguing. That's what she
oh,
said.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Dorinda got to know you pretty well in that minute of arguing, too. Double C yeah. T-shirt. Come fucking Vicky. So Tamara's like, wait, so we're going to bed? And everyone's like, yeah, I think maybe it's time to go to bed. Oh, this is just such a blessing, isn't it? And Elizabeth. Dorinda's in that moment of drunkenness where she's just gone fucking psycho, but now everything's a blessing, you know?
Yeah.
So then she hugs Vicky and says sorry again. And she tells us, am I going to hold it against her? No. But is it going to affect how I feel about it? You know, probably. It probably will. Also, you know who else I hate? Fucking unicorns now. And I didn't hate them this morning. So, you know, it's been quite a day.
Yeah. And then we go to Housewives After Dark, where it's basically a bunch of them are like hanging out late at night. And like they're like Eva's hanging out with Vicky. And she's saying how basically the dick's going to be great when she gets dick again, you know, because Vicky's still going through her breakup with Steve.
Yeah. And Tamara's like, damn it, enough. What, everybody? So day two, it's breakfast time, and Dorinda's like, did you have a good sleep, Marcus? Marcus, you awake? Marcus, you alive? Can someone come switch on Marcus? He seems as stupid as yesterday. Oh, there you are, Marcus. Okay, now Marcus, take these and slip them under their doors. Okay, and then in the morning, I want you to make some coffee and some creamers. And you know what? There's no times on this. There's no times on this itinerary. You know what? Should we have a cocktail here or before Bedford Hall? Find out what time they need to be ready and if they've had vaccinations. They better back the fuck off. Okay, Marcus.
So then Vicky is in her room just coughing. And she's looking for plugs. And then Taylor's FaceTiming her husband. She's like, hi, honey. I know it's super early. I didn't sleep at all. I'm so tired. He's like, it's 3:30 in the morning here.
And Dorinda's doing her cameos, which I like. She's like, I gotta see my cameos, everybody. Hello, I hear you're having a birthday today. I had a birthday a few times, and let me tell you, it was wonderful. If you've never celebrated your birthday with a tree, waiting for a unicorn to set a vaccination, you better
Oh, and speaking of cameos, thank you to everyone who booked a cameo over the weekend to support Planned Parenthood, by the way. I'm going to have the final numbers on how much we raise later this week. But
Thank you. Let me know. Yeah. Tell me how much I owe.
We had a bunch. I have a lot of cameos to do. I'm going to be like Dorinda in bed. I've got a lot of shout outs to do.
Okay, good for you. Yeah, Ben's doing that and I'm matching. It's over now. Okay, everybody, don't start going there now.
Don't go there now.
I'm worried. I shut it off. A lot. I'm like, wait, how much is this going to cost me? What the hell?
You know, we did well.
Okay, so let's see. Dorinda comes into Brandy's room and she's like, here's your itinerary. Okay, this is cozy, this bed from London that was made by George Smith, right? And Brandy's like, I slept with my makeup on. I hope I didn't get it on the sheets. Oh my god. She's like, are you kidding me? Who eats in their bedrooms? I have 22 tables downstairs. Okay.
Yeah, because Brandy's eating like fruit out of a bowl, and that's like rule number two on like the Gremlins list of BSM, which is no eating in the bedrooms.
Yeah.
So then Dorinda's tells Brandy that like a bunch of them stayed up till 4 a.m. And then we get a clip of at 3:15 a.m, Tamara and Vicky like walking around the house just looking at things, and Tamara's like, look, she even has her own bourbons. That's crazy. And Vicky's like, it's cold in here. It's cold.
Is that thing real? Is that a peacock? Is that real? What is that? A cockpea? What is that? It's a cockapee, right? Is that what that is? Is that a gerbil? It's a peacock, Vicky. It's wearing a necklace. I can't with this place. I can't. Just say it.
You know what? Randy, I was thinking about it. You know, you do what I sometimes do at lunch, which is that you drink too soon, you peak too soon. You gotta drink either at the lunch or at dinner. You gotta choose one of them, okay? So then Vicky meanwhile is in bed. Vicky spends like 75% of the show lying in bed being angry. She's like, you know what? I'm not gonna sit here. I'm not gonna sit here and be yelled at him in the home. That's not what I'm gonna do. No, I'm not.
There's like, well, it has to be a conversation like I had with Brandy. Well, there's no conversation with her. There's just no conversation with her. I just can't do it. It's her home. I can't do it. So then Dorinda is still with Brandy, and she's like, and you know what? You don't like Vicky and Taylor. And she's like, no, I was nice to Taylor. What are you talking about? Yeah, you were going in on her about her dead husband. You know, that was a lot for her. That was a lot.
Yeah. And then Tamara's like, she's going to be one of those girls' that blows up and tells you off and then says, I'm sorry, batch. And Vicky's like, well, I'm not accepting your apology. She can kiss my ass.
So then we get Phaedra checking out the bacon. So Phaedra opens the shaver with the bacon and just stares at it like, what the fuck? And she's like, I love bacon, but I don't know about this bacon, but I'm going to try this bacon. And she's just like looking it up and down. And
yeah.
Taylor's like, did you find some bacon you can be happy with? And she's like, this is black bacon, child. This is black bacon.
Yeah. Taylor's like, I didn't know you were looking for bacon. I just sensed you're the type of person who has high bacon standards.
And then she tastes it and she's like,
So then Vicky, people are arriving at the breakfast table, and Brandy tells us, she's like, you know, I was wondering with Vicky if it's just like the way she talks, like it seems like everything she says is rude. Like, is that just like her delivery in general? Like, is that just like how she is? Now, I don't mean to be, by the way, a Vicky defender. That's the last thing I ever want to do in life, ever. But I do feel like, for as much as Brandy says that Vicky was ready to hate on her, I feel like Brandy was 100% ready to hate on Vicky and was like ready to start throwing bombs at Vicky. And it's fun to see Vicky be on the receiving end of those bombs. But Brandy is acting like Vicky's just acting like a crazy person in a vacuum. But like, Brandy, you too have been poking Vicky.
Yeah, but Vicky just shows up. She's rude. She's grumpy. She's in a shitty mood. She's rude about the house. She's rude about everybody else. And I like that Brandy's calling her out, you know? And also, I don't understand why they have all these rules, like how Brandy has to talk. And I can't believe I'm standing up for Brandy. That has, like, never happened, you know? I think Brandy is a fucking disaster, as usual. But it's weird that they... And everybody else can speak a certain way, but not her. Of course, Brandy's just, like... Never mind. I don't even want to go down that road. I just feel uncomfortable even standing up for Brandy because she does it to herself. But with Vicky, I'm it's good to see somebody calling Vicky an asshole. That's nice.
Yeah. I mean, I'm also really amazed at Brandy's ability to galvanize any TV show she's on. I mean, that's actually a pretty amazing skill because you can be like, it's one thing to be just like a disaster. It's one thing to be someone who's all about drama, but like, Brandy does it in a way where, like, when she was on Celebrity Big Brother, when she was on Apprentice, you know, she just knows how to do this. My hat is, like, a little bit off to her in a weird way.
Yeah, and I see what she's saying. Like, it's kind of hypocritical that everybody else, they're always yelling at Brandy for stuff that they do, right? Like, Dorinda just screamed at somebody and went off on somebody and was wasted, but nobody's going to say anything to Dorinda, you know? But I think that it's kind of a earned respect kind of thing. Like, Dorinda has earned a lot more respect than Brandy. Brandy has earned nothing but ire from her time on the show, you know?
Yeah, and Brandy also is like... It feels sometimes like there's nothing to Brandy beyond the squabbles, whereas everyone else, not everyone else, but like a lot of them seem like they have more going on in their lives. And like Brandy only has starting fights, you know?
Yeah. So they're going to have a sound bath later. Dorinda's a nightmare, basically. She's like a nightmare mom who's planned a vacation where it's like, oh my God, we're going away for a week. And every second of that vacation is something is planned, You know, yeah. I hate that. And you have to do it. There's no like, hey, if some people want to get manicures today, it's like, we're going to do a sound bath. We're going to do manis and petties. We're going to have an ice cream social. Then we're going to have waffles. We're going to have waffles turned into ice cream socials. Then we're going to go swimming. Then we're going to meet a seal. Not the seal, but a seal. You know, he's very popular in Great Barrington. Okay, see you guys then.
Yeah, she really has them like scheduled to the hilt. Is that even a proper use of to the hilt? Not sure. So then Dorinda has gifts for them. She's like, so I got you all something that I thought would be very funny. They're all going to wear a chill pill. It's a necklace, but it's a chill pill. I thought it would be so funny. And like it is, Dorinda is so cute because she's so excited about every one of these details. Like she has this big smile and she's like, it's necklaces. So they're all like, wow. And Eva's like, wow, you know, they should make those pills. And Brandy's like, oh, they do. I have them in my purse. And Vicky just is unhappy. She's like, she's making jokes about narcotics. That's not cool.
And Tabitha's putting on a hang of a patch match. And Vicky's like, I'm not doing any more pills. She's like, it's a patch, Becca. So Brandy and Taylor. So Brandy's goes up to Taylor and she's like, Taylor, I'm sorry about last night. It's just I went to the dark side, but I knew it was like the dark side. So then I went to bed. So that's something, right?
Taylor's like, why is she wanting to talk to me and apologize when she doesn't even know what she's apologizing for? Like, leave me alone for one day so I could just have some Zen and get a mani and a pedi.
So Eva comes in and they're all complaining how hot it is. They go sit outside to eat. And then it's time for manis and petties. So they sit down and get their manis and petties all lined up. And Dorinda's like, oh, guys, are you excited for manis and petties? I'm very sorry I'm late, but I had to do an interview with Paper Magazine, which I forgot about. So I'm very sorry about that. Do some cameos, little Paper Magazine. You know, I hope my friend Sandra Bullock stops by later. Possibly riding a unicorn, which is an animal I hate now, but still it's a famous animal. And I'm very famous.
So then Taylor and Eva have a moment in the corner about a prayer scarf. Taylor has a prayer scarf. She's like, well, one of my best friends, when we call her Rocket Girl, because she is a legit rocket scientist, so it's really funny just to sort of, you know, make fun of that. That's what we call her, Rocket Girl. And she's climbing the seven summits. We thought about Mountain Girl, but we're Rocket Girl. So we thought, like, maybe we'll call her Mountain Rocket Girl. But then we thought, like, is that a rocket made of mountains? It was really hard. So anyway, she brought me back this scarf she found at the airport. She called it Everest.
Well, my daughter is Everest because my husband is a climber of Everest. So he's a climber as well. And they're like, oh my God, we're like the same. Yeah. We're exactly the same. So they decide that they're both like the hippy dippy types who love peace. So they're like besties now.
Yeah.
So then we get a,
I'm surprised no one mentioned my lobster disassembling abilities. I'm like a mermaid.
You're like a mermaid. You're like a very, very drunk mermaid. You're like a mermaid in a stoly sea, you know? So then there's a boom, and we see that.
I know I'll open a shell. I know I'll open a shell.
And we get the whole clip of that.
Yeah, and she's like, you know, I know I'd open a shell, and you should see what I could do at night. And meanwhile, while Dorinda's like having this moment where she's talking about opening lobsters, music gets very tense, and there's like an SUV driving through Great Barrington. It's like dun 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 dun, and they're all like oblivious to the fact that there's another person joining the party,
talking about how peaceful it is, and then we just hear,
yeah, and actually Jill gets some tricksy monocle because as she's driving up the driveway, it's like, I let it go. Already no. Don't have time for haters.
And the way the scene is set up is it's an exact recreation of Scary Island. How they're all just sitting there getting their mani-pedis when she comes in. And she's like, surprise! Oh my gosh, manis and pedis, how nice. I love manis and pedis. Surprise, everybody, it's Jill Zarin.
And we get like a flashback to that Scary Island moment. And Jill's like, you know, I learned a lot season 3 of Scary Island about being thrown out of a house. And so I just make sure I'm invited anywhere I go. But this time I was a day late because it was Yom Kippur. And as you know, I am a Jew.
Oh my God, look, it's my favorite housewives. Did I surprise you? Did I surprise you, girls? It's me, Jill. Is it crickets I hear? Is it crickets I hear?
It's literally crickets you hear. Like, but you're in the middle of a giant field, and the crickets are like, who the fuck is that?
I know. In this case, it is literal crickets, and instead of them being all, like, aghast that she's there, they're just confused. Eva's like, who is that? It's so random that I don't think we're not excited. It's just, I thought mimosas were coming.
Not like that. Eva did all her homework, but then they threw a new one in. It's like, pop quiz, Jill Zarin. She's like, who the fuck is that?
Brandy's like, she's trying to recreate her Scary Island moment. And the hilarious thing is, no one gets it.
Yeah, but look, everyone, I got a shirt and it says surprise Team Jill on the back, right? Because that's my thing. Like, surprise, hi. Yeah, that's the other t-shirt. But, you know, I put it on details because it's really long, you know. For a t-shirt, you want the letters to all be on one line so that they could be straight. You know, I'm really good with t-shirts if anybody needs some t-shirt advice. All right?
Yeah.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Yeah, Jill is really trying to make this big entrance and no one cares. And she does have all these t-shirts and stuff. She goes, you know, I know Vicky. I know Tamara. I've spoken to Brandy on the phone and I thought, you know, I would love to get a lot of love from Dorinda. I mean, she knew I was coming. And then
meanwhile, Dorinda's like, who's that? Anybody know that? You've seen that person before.
Hey, it's the unicorn. So then Vicky tells us, you know, I'm friends with Jill. Okay, I love Jill. Okay, she's a quality person. But of course she had to do it big and theatrical, of course. Okay. So Dorinda's like, Did you fly in? On my broom. That was a little Jill. You just got Zarin. That was a Zarin comedy right there for you.
Oh my God, your house is so gorgeous. But you know, I've seen it on TV, but I didn't really get the breadth of it. And then she tells us, no offense to Dorinda, I mean, the house is beautiful, but they get to go to Turks and Caicos and we get to rent this house? Like, what I do?
You didn't get to make a pass season 4, that's what you did. So, she goes, okay, guys, I have some interesting trivia that none of you are going to find interesting. Did you know that Dorinda was on season 4 with me? And then we get like that flashback of Dorinda appearing in like background footage of like that one scene on that one episode.
She goes, all right, everybody, I know you're wondering. This is Bossy, my dog. Okay, this is Bossy. Say hello. Bossy has a little t-shirt that says Bossy. And then there's like a hashtag on the back and it says my dog, which is really cute, but it's very hot. She wouldn't wear it today. And then, look, this is Gary Brody, my boyfriend. We've been together 2 years. Gary, say hello. He's like, nice to meet you, everyone. So happy you're in friendly hands, Jill. And now that I see you're happy, I shall take Bossy. And I shall see you soon.
I was like, wow, she really got Bobby's spirit into like Michael Chiklis. How did she do that?
I know. And she really orchestrated the scene very well. She's like, okay, Gary, your cue was to leave. You're supposed to exit on the word. You're supposed to exit on the word. We've been together almost 3 years, okay?
Yeah, because you know the whole way there. She's like, all right, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go in there. But you know what? I want it to be exciting for the girls. Everyone's dying to know who I'm with now, you know, after Bobby RIP. So I want to make sure that you're there. But, you know, I don't want them to think I'm bringing my husband on a trip because that's been a thing. So just come in, you know, stand there. We'll talk about Bossy. Everybody wants to see Bossy. Everybody loves Bossy. So we'll say hi to Bossy. Then I'll introduce you. You can just say hi, you know. Wing it, but don't wing it for too long, okay? This is not a bar mitzvah. Okay.
Feel the room. Understand what's going on. Okay, hit the beats, okay? I'm going to come in, show t-shirt, Bossy. I'm going to show everyone Bossy. Then you come in, okay? You wave and you say, have the best week, at which point you are already crossing to the exit, okay? Can we do this from the top?
All right, it says stage left, not pool left. Come on, Michael Chiklis, okay? Other way.
If you take too long walking back to the car, it's okay. I got some stuff I can vamp with. I've got some material about Amazon. It can deliver with 24 hours if anyone needs a rolling rack.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much, because he leaves and kisses her, and she's like, all right, well, you know what? I think I'm going to take my stuff inside. By the way, Amazon gets things here in a day, so if you need a rolling rack, I have rolling racks. What kind of boss do you think I am? Oh, you got rolling racks. All right, so I don't have to ruin your closet. Oh, and by the way, for your Photoshop, if you need clothes, girls, I've got so many clothes. I've got people in New York who can get you anything you need. Go inside!
Yeah, Tori's like, Jill, calm down. Go pick up your clothes and enjoy yourself. She's okay. I'm going to go change into my casual clothes, which is just another blazer with another t-shirt. Okay? I'll be right back.
She walks in and Phaedra just looks so confused. And she's like, so is any more people coming?
So now they're all gathering for lunch. This could be like this big Italian spread, Italian bonanza. And they're all sitting at a table. And somehow the topic of camel toes comes up. I don't remember why.
Because Phaedra goes, hello, Taylor. Give us some camel toe action. I guess Taylor has a camel toe.
Yeah, and Phaedra's like, the girls love the camel toes. The boys do, too. I mean, people start to get prosthetic camel toes if you need a little extra boost, you know?
So they're eating, but they're waiting for Jill. And Dorinda's like, yeah, we can stop. We don't stand on ceremony. Listen, we started the season without Jill. We can have a lunch without Jill. Okay. Yeah. I mean, Jill's so great, though. She's like a walking QVC. You like my jacket? It comes in three colors. It comes in small, but it's a big small, so you like it. And Jill's like, what's going on? How's everyone doing? Give me some kisses. Mwah, mwah. God, I love kisses. You know, this is the best time of year for fruits and vegetables. It's tomato season, so I'm glad to see tomatoes.
Here we go. I said she's a walking QVC. Okay, if you call right now, you can get this entire package of tomatoes delivered to your house in 24 hours because we use Amazon's delivery system. So it's a great deal. I recommend that everyone use Aroma tomatoes, but they're actually grown right here in the Berkshires. Who wants them?
Yeah, you know, I love fresh tomatoes. There's a restaurant in New York City. Of course there is, Jill. Oh my God, I'm going to get killed here, aren't I? So then they go to a sound bath, and Jill's like, sound bath? And Jill's like, oh, I've done sound baths. They're amazing. Let me just tell you how amazing sound baths are. She's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Now, if anyone needs some sort of mallet, there's a great deal on mallets going on only for today. You can get 5 mallets for the price of 3. Amazon delivery. You'll get them to your doorstep by tomorrow. You can have all the sound baths that you want.
Jill, stop it.
Now, I've been to a sound bath. I went to a sound bath in Palm Springs for like a wedding thing. It was like the day after the wedding thing. And we went to this really cool place there. I think it was round. It was like a round.
The Integratron.
Yeah, it was so neat. And it was cool. And the reason was because the echoes in the room, the way the sound is in the room, it's all natural. And you really are kind of bathed by all these vibrations that are bouncing off all of the walls and stuff. But this isn't a backyard. I'm not sure if this is how you're supposed to do it. You know, I only did it one time, so I'm not sure. But I was calling BS on this. This is just some hippie sitting in the grass like, okay, we're going to relax. And I'm going to invite you to close your eyes so we can tune into our instruments. It's like, oh, tune your own fucking instrument. Okay.
There are a lot of people in rural Arizona who are pretty pissed at you right now. Okay. I remember Miraval. Actually, no, I think that was indoors, though.
There's another indoor sound bath in, I believe, a round room.
I don't know the rules on sound baths. I've actually never gone to one, but my understanding is that as long as there's sound, you can have a bath in it. Okay.
Oh, really?
And I think that's what I believe.
And is that how baths work? Because you can't just have a bath in a shower stall. Okay. There needs to be the frame of a bath in there. All right. Otherwise, you just get a fucking garden hose and call that a bath? No.
Well, I mean, how do people in Burning Man do it? They just have to go into a tent or something?
Burning Man, they avoid baths at all costs. Kidding me?
They probably build some dome. Well, you know, the Integratron. I went to the Integratron once, not to go for a sound bath, but at the time I was up for a writing gig about something that was like new agey. And so I was driving back from Palm Springs. So I sort of took a detour to the Integratron. And I thought it was a thing that was just like a funky thing that you could walk in and like do a sound bath in, but it's like booked weeks in advance because everyone, it's like the best place to ever get a sound bath. And I learned that the guy who built the Integratron believed that he was visited by aliens from Venus that gave him the plans of how to build the Integratron. It's like this whole thing that's like connected to Venus, and it was crazy. So what I'm trying to say is that you had a sound bath in like it's like the equivalent of like, it's like playing Wembley Stadium, right? Like you went to an iconic sound bath location.
Yeah.
That is from Venus.
Yeah.
So it's not unfair. It's unfair to expect other people to have equally iconic locations for the sound baths.
I'd like to release a statement where I apologize to all sound baths.
Okay. See, it sounded like I was complimenting. I was flattering your experience, but then I turned it into a shame. I shamed you.
Yeah, you sure did. Even though I got to go to the Wembley Stadium of sound baths, and you didn't.
Yeah, I had to.
Who should be feeling shameful?
I had to go to the Ford Theater of sound baths, and that I never even got to go.
And Brandy's like, I don't even do real baths. It's like basting in your own juices. Gross. Jill's like, oh my God, you know what this sounds like? It sounds like a horn. Okay. You know, have you ever heard a horn? I'm from New York City. All right. And there's horns everywhere. You hear them all the time. It's not very comforting. Unless you pass the sales sign, in which I did. And guess what? It was to Zarin. It was to Zarin Rugs. And guess what? Zarin Fabrics. And guess what? I got a sale on Zarin Fabrics. They're the color of tomatoes, which I love when they're fresh.
Do you have a horn in your car? Okay, well, you need to have a horn on your car so you can honk it. Okay, because it's very important to honk. It's not very safe if you don't have a horn. Also, Lena Horne. Do you ever follow her work? She's wonderful. You should learn about her. I got a book about Lena Horne.
All right, everybody. Lie down and relax. Dong. Don't you love that sound? Shut the fuck up. We're in a sound bath here, okay?
Yeah, why are we wasting an hour of our life? Like, I won't get it back. I don't want to do it. Okay. Why have we been doing a sound bath? Okay. Is it because we have nothing to do in the Berkshires? Is that why? Is that why I need to work? Okay. This gong needs to get a job. Get a job, gong.
But I definitely think Vicky could use a good bath. I mean, sound bath. Whoops. She needs to be enveloped into sound and she needs to be present. Vicky's like, gross. You know what? I've got to do client payroll. I've got taxes to do. This is that relaxing. This is weird. Here's what I have to say to sound bath. Hey, sound bath, shut up. Okay, shut up. You're boring. You're boring.
Hey, I just got a call from my son-in-law. He says the sound bath has to put its feet off the couch. Okay? There.
So she leaves. She's like, I got to make a call real quick. I'll be back. So the sound bath is over. And now they have a fucking ice cream social to go to. Okay, this
as
is too
much.
As one
does after a sound bath.
This is too much. It's like 10 in the morning. Get off my jock, lady. Okay?
I know, seriously. But this was the best part. And I was very upset because last night I wanted to get ice cream after dinner. And then I chose to skip it. And then I came and I watched this. And it was like, oh my God, I'm so mad I didn't get ice cream. Because now I'm watching people eating ice cream. And that's like not right.
So
it's not right if you chose to skip ice cream and you felt like you were doing a good thing and then it's put into your face.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You can't watch the TV at nighttime. You know? So one thing they tell you on Weight Watchers, don't watch TV at night because those commercials will make you hungry. And I was like, that's stupid. And it's not stupid at all. I'm like, oh my God. I'm not thinking about food at all. I want my baby back ribs. Or like McDonald's. Like you start dreaming of shit if you're trying not to eat and you're watching all those commercials.
It's true.
So Tamara goes up to her room to check on Vicky, and she's brought her ice cream, which is a no-no. And you know, yeah. Vicky's just in bed listening to old Rush Limbaugh classic episodes.
It's so funny. So she's like, that sound bath was sensory overload. Okay, I got a lot on my mind. Okay? Unicorns, they're coming tomorrow, right? So Tamara's like, I think that Vicky has acting words, okay? Like, this is not the batch that I know, okay?
Yeah, and she's like, something you want to talk about, Vickers? She's like, no, I don't want to talk about it. Do I got to pull it out of your Vickers? Pull it out of my ass? Yeah, pull it out of your ass. It's stiff. So they talk about Steve and how could he do this right on the day before that she came out to this thing.
Yeah, and then Dorinda just walks in. Dorinda walks in, she's like, hello. And Tamara's like, well, she feels like she's not being herself on this trip because she's gone through so many things and doesn't want to be a Debbie Downers, even though she's literally down right now and looks like she's going to throw up on her chest.
I'm looking for this Steve Chavez or this Steve whatever.
Lodge.
Steve, what's his name? Steve Lodge. I'm trying to find, I've got so many screenshots of Bravo gossip in here, but I was trying to find the Steve Lodge statement on Vicky. but I'm not finding it. So guess what? I'll have to do it another time. So yeah, so Dorinda's like, oh my God, are you missing him? You know, were you happy last week? And then this made you unhappy? And Vicky's like, yeah. Yeah, I was happy. She's like, something's up. Something's amiss. And I think it might have a vagina attached to it. Meaning like Steve's boning cheating somebody else, obviously, right? And Vicky's like, oh, you know what? I don't even know, Dorinda. You know, like, I mean, he could have a vagina in Mexico, I guess. And she's like, oh.
And then Dorinda just like walks away and Vicky's like, Tamara. You're dripping. And of course, Tamara is like dripping ice cream on the pillow. I was actually mad at that point. The moment Tamara walked in with ice cream into that bedroom, I was like, this bitch is going to spill that ice cream. So yeah. then meanwhile, down at the ice cream, Jill's like, you know what? Oh, I need an allergy to sugar. I can't stop eating this thing. It's so good. I need an allergy to sugar. Speaking of sugar, I don't know if you guys know, but there's Sweet and Low, there's Equal, there's Splenda, great alternatives to sugar, and they're available in 6-packs. You can get at a great deal at the supermarket. If anyone wants any, I got coupons. Anyone?
I will get you the best sugar you've ever had. If you need sugar, always call me, Jill Zarin, okay? I am your connection to sugar. So Taylor pulls Eva aside and is saying, hey, you know, when I was talking about Russell, I saw that you felt something, you know, and I wasn't sure if that was personal or if you just picked up on my energy. And Eva's like, yeah, you know, I had a domestic situation myself. And so they have a really nice conversation about it and like how hard it is, but you know, riding the line between, you know, wanting to be strong but then also staying kind of soft about it and trying to find kind of a middle ground.
Yeah, and Taylor's basically saying how she was very passive in the past and always allowed people to walk all over her. And she's trying to be strong in the moment and speak her truth when something affects her rather than holding on to it for a super long amount of time, which I personally can relate to a lot. I'm always like, wow, I'm always so impressed when people can, when confronted with something, just speak up just like that. I'm always like, well, and then I'm like quiet and then harbor feelings for about 4 to 9 months.
That's a big gap. I mean, that's a big
it depends.
Gap
it depends
time,
the severity yeah. of someone.
4 and 9 months. But I like that it's like not longer than childbirth, you know? It's like just in time to give birth to an anger baby.
Well, I'm working on snapping back and I'm getting better. You know, I used to just never be able to snap back at all, but now I can snap back a little bit.
Well, it's nice. Yeah. I'm still terrible. So Eva's like, so, you know, basically it's just a really nice conversation and like how it's so good to have somebody to talk to about it. Cause if you haven't been through it, you don't really get it, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then we really go nice to scene. Dorinda and Brandy getting ready. And Dorinda's like, do you think we're going to see spirit tonight? And Brandy's like, wait a minute. Tonight's not spirit night, is it? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, we're going to see some spirits because we're going to a hall that's so haunted. I decided to bring my friend the coffee reader. You might remember from the very classic episode of Real Housewives in New York City.
Yep, and it's that lady who did the coffee readings many years ago. So they go to this.
The classic clip. I mean, this was one of our classic clips of Real Housewives of New York. Where it's like a video, it's like a Betamax videotape of a balloon that's kind of losing its,
oh, yeah.
Losing its air. And so it's sideways. It's like if your head was yeah. all the way on your shoulder, you know, sideways. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, you know, I see Richard in balloons. Like it's Richard. Hi, Richard. To the red balloon.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because the lady was like, is there something about balloons? And she's like, ah. So now we go to Ventford Hall, and Ventford Hall is famous for being haunted by Mrs. Morgan, and it's not Sonia, but she is there too, just humping things on the corner, so just don't mind her.
And sometimes, if you bring psychics or mediums, you can smell a perfume. Not Sonia, but actually, you can actually smell Sonia's perfume as well. She's fucked all the ghosts in Ventford Hall, basically. You fucked them all.
It's been 4 years and they still can't air out her stench.
So they arrive and Dorinda is in a full-on flapper gown. I don't know. Everyone's dressed kind of crazy for this because they're all in different modes, you know?
Yeah.
And Vicky's like, ew, literally, this reminds me of the Bad Adams Family, you know? Like, that show, the Bad Adams Family. I mean, I don't know why people are like, hot and bothered in Cleveland over this place. Like, this place is ridiculous, stupid. What a stupid place. Stupid.
These girls need to get a job. So then they're in there, and then some of the women peel off to go to the bathroom. And they're like walking down the hallway and just like, I smelled curry. And then Brandy like walks by the chef and waves and is like, hi. And she goes, she's a lesbian. I can tell. And Phaedra's like, what? Say what, Brandy? What did you say?
So then back at the bar, Dorinda and Eva are getting dirty martinis. And then Sylvia, the chef, who Brandy just was talking about, comes out. And she's like, hi, ladies. You hungry? I have a house-made ricotta. And it's kind of awkward, you know, because it's a bunch of people in this gigantic hall or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so Phaedra's wearing this blonde wig. And she's like, I don't know if Jill got the Haunted Mansion memo. She's going to Strawberry Shortcake on Parade tonight or something. So it's like, what?
Revival.
No one told me what I'm supposed to wear tonight, all right? And look what I'm wearing. I look really good. If anybody needs anything pink, please call me. I've got the best people.
Listen, I know all of Strawberry Shortcake's people. She'll give you a good deal. Just say Jill Zarin sent you. It will be great. It'll be wonderful. She's a wonderful person. So
the lady running it's like, ladies, can I tell you what we're going to do tonight? And like, oh, okay, sure, go ahead. So she's like, well, this is Thetford Hall. There are lots of ghosts. You might experience perfume for a short period of time. We also think that there's a woman ghost because there's tampon strings.
No slut.
Okay. I'm just going to let that one go because I'm a classy person. A classy person who's run a marathon.
Just Carol Radswell just disintegrates into dust at that moment. She's like, the ghost of the mare. She likes to tap people on the back. She's a big fan of the tap, 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 and then you look to your right, but then she's moved to your left, and you say, there's no one there, and then you look to your left, and there she is, and she says, I'm right here, but you actually can't see her because she's a ghost, so it actually is like a real-life thing of someone tapping on the shoulder and no one's there. It's a whole mind fuck, I have to tell you.
Eva's like, tap me on the ass, I'll pop his ass. And then Phaedra's like, I believe in one ghost and one ghost only, and that is the Holy Ghost.
And she goes, ghosts, this is a wig, so please don't pull too hard.
So the coffee reader's also going to be there. And Vic is like, where's the coffee? That's bullshit. You know what? I don't believe in that. It's like vaccines. Like, seriously.
So she's like, follow the coffee. Okay, follow the coffee. So so they have to sit down to drink the coffee. And Jill's like, I don't want to drink this. I only drink Diet Coke. Don't you know me? Don't you know the only thing I drink is Diet Coke? Jill, I hate to tell it to break the bad news for you, but you've been off the air for about 8 or 9 years. And unfortunately, Lisa Barlow has taken the Diet Coke personality from you.
Yes, so. That has been stolen, okay? There was a Diet Coke personality on the rack in the green room at Bravo, and Barlow has stolen it. Sorry.
So the lady is like, Seema, she's like, don't have expectations. I only read energies and what coffee shows me. Drink it slowly and don't rush it, please. So
she's like, okay, tell me. So she's like, we will start with Vicky Gumbleson, whose name I don't know and I've never heard of before. So Vicky, tell me what color comes to your mind. Sunset. I see sunset. Like I saw with Steve, you know, when I had no idea that he was going to dump me, even though he dumped me a year before. Well, technically. I mean, I didn't want to hear it. Okay, you know what? Sunset. I see sunset. She's like, is there health issues? She goes, no, I'm good. You have COVID. What are you talking about?
She was like, I'm good. No health issues. And I definitely won't be going to urgent care tomorrow. So then Seema's saying things like, don't be taken advantage of. Don't put yourself in a situation where you can be taken advantage of. And Vicky's like, you know, Vicky doesn't believe any of this. She's like, she's not saying any, everything she's saying could be applied to any of us. Like, I don't believe it. I don't, no. This is ridiculous. I don't understand who believes this kind of quackery, you know, such as making stuff up out of thin air. No vaccine for me, please. No, I don't know. No.
So Vicky's like, okay. So Brandy's like, yeah, I don't know if I believe in psychics. I mean, they have to prepare. I mean, they have Google. Why don't they just look at Google? Come on. And, the lady's like, sports car, Rolls Royce. Anybody? And everyone's like, No. They're all fucking with this lady and will not give her anything.
And Vicky's doing that passive aggressive thing where she goes, I can't understand what she's saying. I need to read lips. She's wearing a mask. It's ridiculous. You can't even understand psychics with these mask policies. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
You have to be a psychic to even know what she's saying right now. Okay? I just can't see it. So Brandy makes some kind of a joke during this reading. I didn't catch what she said. Did you?
Something. No, it was immaterial.
She's like, tampon strings. Let's get naked. And Vicky's like, you know what? When people are doing their thing, we need to show respect. Like how I was just doing when I was like, gross. Gross. No, I don't have any health problems. You're stupid. It's just like how I was doing when I said, I just read your coffee. And it said, get a job.
So Brandy's like, oh, so today we're being respectful. So Dorinda's like, you know what? It's rude to my friend that you can't keep your mouth shut, Brandy. And so Eva's feeling like they're picking and choosing when to be mad at Brandy, because Brandy was talking, but she was talking to Eva, and they're not yelling at Eva, but they're yelling at Brandy.
All right. But they're also still yelling at Brandy because she's making snide-ass comments instead of just saying, okay, sorry, you know, It could have ended. But Brandy's like, okay, I apologize. Well, it hurts my feelings and it's disrespectful. Okay, dinner's ready. Let's go have dinner. I'm sorry I yelled at you. You know, I love dinner. So Brandy stays with the psychic and Eva. And she's like, first of all, I just want to say, if I was disrespectful before, I'm really sorry. It's just okay, my... You shut the fuck up right now! You shut the fuck up!
So now the women who are at the dinner table, they sit down, and there's some flowers on the table, like low-lying roses or something like that, but they're very low. And Jill's like, oh, these are beautiful flowers, although we might want to move them afterwards once we sit down so that way we can see each other. I'm like, Jill, they're like as high as your fork. I can't see anyone. There's too many flowers. Let's move these. Okay, let's move these somewhere else. I know a good deal on flower holders. You can put them in.
So there's a guy standing in there, right, one of the waiters or whatever, and Vicky's like, guys, I was talking about the lesbian situation with his wife, okay, and I asked him if his wife is lesbian, and he's like, Jesus, and he's so embarrassed, you know, he's like, awkward. And then we see clip of earlier, is that your wife that was just here? Brandy saying is that your wife that was just here? I thought she was a lesbian, no offense, I mean, she's pretty.
Yeah, because Vicky's apologizing to the guy for Brandy being rude, and so Dorinda's just like covering her eyes out of like embarrassment. And then meanwhile, back with Seema, the psychic is telling Eva, you know, you have to let people into your circle, okay? And I don't know, I thought there was more to that when I started telling everyone that. There's nothing more to say.
So back to the table, Phaedra's like, so who's your wife? She goes, who is your wife? Like, who's your wife? He's like, the chef. Is she a lesbian? He's like, not to my knowledge. And the lady is standing right there. The chef is standing right there now, right? And Tamara's like, that is Farah. That's respectful. Dream's like, you're a good-looking couple. I'll tell you that much, okay? You're very good-looking. And he goes, we just got married. And they're like, oh, my God, congratulations.
They're like now overcompensating, like feigning that they care about this couple now, since they're so mortified from what Brandy had said earlier. So then Brandy and Eva join they're done with their reading, so they join the group. And we hear the producer talking to Seema, sort of like wrapping her up for the day. And he's like, are you okay? And she goes, yeah, I'm okay. God help you guys.
So now they're all at the table. Brandy and Eva come back. And Dorinda asks her how her reading went, Brandy. And Brandy's like, well, you know, it's fine. But like, first of all, I don't want to like fight with you. Yeah, I'm not fighting with you, Brandy. But then I made sure to tell that lady I'm sorry I called her a lesbian. Okay, very good, Brandy. very, very, oh no, I'm sorry, I told the psychic I'm sorry that I was rude. And Vicky's like, very good, Brandy. And so Dorinda's like, well, listen, Brandy, if nothing else, I'm very, very polite. Which,
Jill LOL. Knows. Jill knows this. Jill's like, and here's something else I know. Okay, guys, right now, candlesticks are 50% off at Marshall's. I think everyone, we should just get into the car right now, get some. If you don't like them, we can return them tomorrow, but let's lock it down now.
Well, I know you're polite. I'm very polite, too. And the music just stops. And Tamara's like, okay, well, sometimes you just need to shut the fuck up, brother. She's like, okay, I get it. But, you know, like, I haven't been out of my house in a year and a half. And Phaedra goes, help her, Lord. Help her.
Because, like, we've all been in our house. Okay, we've all been. She's like, but we're all different people. So Dorinda says, you know what? It's like, we're like on a roller coaster. We're going up, we're going down, we're going round and round. We put a leg in there, now we put some hands, we're gonna go a little faster. Oh, I'm sorry. I think I just moved into to Dorinda aerobics. Sorry. So
okay, well, I have a game. So I've watched all of your seasons, and so I think that we should all ask questions about our seasons. And Phaedra's like, I don't like those games. And Vicky's like, nope, hell no, nope, I'm not playing that.
Yeah, and Tamara's like, you know, I think the thing is that Brandy believes everything she reads on Saz. And so Brandy's like, shut the fuck up. She goes, nah, you shut the fuck up, batch. Don't talk to people like that. Even though I did just tell you right before this, you have to learn to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, she did, right? So it's like, yeah, don't tell me to shut the fuck up. You do not talk to me like that. You do not talk to her like that. You do not talk that way to me. And Eva's like, whoa, 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 wait. What we're not going to do is tell somebody to shut the fuck up. But she told her to shut the fuck up. Okay, you know what, Eva? Don't go away and then just woo back in and then say something. And Eva's like, wow, I can tell you with all sincerity that I am not the one, Vicky.
You know that Vicky was very confused. She's like, not the one of what? You're not the employed one? Get a job. Get a job. So Dorinda's like, listen, don't say to a woman, shut the fuck up. It's not good. Okay. And I liked, by the way, when Dorinda said before, what do they say? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times. Shut the fuck up. You know what I mean?
Vicky's like, ever. Do not ever tell a woman to shut the fuck up. This is where they're just being such hypocrites. My God. So Taylor's like, listen, Brandy, you say you've grown since 10 years, but it just seems like it's the same to me. I mean, I've heard you say, shut the fuck up. I said, I'm sorry. I know you said, I'm sorry, Brandy. I know.
But you've said it 2 days ago and you just said it again. And Brandy's like, what is happening right now? And Vicky goes, what is happening? You just told my friend to shut the fuck up. And then Brandy's like, I swear to God on my life, I'm not doing anything wrong. But Batch, you have to have the same compassion for all humans. But she doesn't learn, Batch.
And Taylor's like, she has not grown. Vicky's like, she needs to go. She needs to go back to LA. That's what she needs to go. So Jill's like, you know what? I think Brandy could take it down a notch. But, like, she doesn't like being confronted. She has no problem sticking up for herself. And me, you know, I turned my tail and run the door. So good for her. Good for her. And Tamara's like, you have to have compassion for all humans. But she doesn't learn. She's as dumb as a doornail.
And Dorinda goes, well, I think she tries to learn. Because at this point, Brandy's outside. She goes, I think she's tried to learn, but we're not all as evolved. I mean, you evolved. I'm evolved. The ghost is evolved. There's Seema. She's taking off her, letting her hair down over there and smoking a cigarette. She's pretty evolved. We're all evolved. She's just not evolved.
So outside, Brandy is with Phaedra and Eva. And Brandy's like, I'm done with these bitches. And Eva's like, okay, see that? What you just said? I'm done? No, that you're done with these bitches. Okay, and you see how we took that as you meant it? Like, it's fine. Okay, you can't be like that in there. Okay.
She's like, but I feel like they're ready to pounce on anything. And then Eva's like, yeah, but Brandy has a target on her back, and Vicky doesn't want to like Brandy. And so Phaedra's basically saying that, like, Brandy's just making simple mistakes. So they go back, they all go back inside, and Phaedra's like, it was brought to our attention earlier that possibly you accused the waiter's wife of being a lesbian. What made you think the lady was a lesbian?
Now, what made you think she was a lesbian? These people are so crazy. Have you ever met a lesbian? What is going on here? It's like they're talking about something from another universe. And yeah. Brandy goes, her eyebrows!
Phaedra just cracks up. And Taylor's like, she is so ridiculous. Maybe she knows because she's a part-time lesbian. I'm like, okay, everyone needs to stop making lesbians such boogeyman, okay?
So No kidding. Let's slow our lesbian roles, okay, people? So Eva's like, well, what are my eyebrows giving?
which is funny considering the rumors that swirled around Eva that one season of Atlanta. So then Brandy is telling us, generally, I can tell if someone's a lesbian by their eyebrows. And the producer's like, well, what do lesbian eyebrows look like? Well, I'll tell you when I see them. It's different for everyone.
I just don't understand the drama. You don't walk up to someone and say that, Brandy. You just don't. But I didn't. You just walked up to the guy and asked if his wife is a lesbian. She goes, no, I didn't. He just said you did on camera to us. Did we actually see her walking up to the husband and saying that?
Yeah, that was that flashback where was like, Brandy does this thing she's always done. And it's like, we see it happen a few times on this where she starts talking and you can tell it's going to go this direction because she has a tone in her voice when she does it where she has this like smile on her face and she has this tone that's like, we're cool. So I'm going to tell you this. And she's always, it starts off sounding so nice. And then she, like, at the end, there's, like, a truth bomb. Like, it's so funny because, like, when I first met you, I totally thought your wife was a lesbian. It was funny. But she's not. She's not. So it's cool. She's not. And she does it, like, she does that all the time. She does it in the next episode, too, about Eva's husband. So that's what we saw in the flashback. And so now she's, like, saying, like, I don't understand the question. I don't understand the drama. I don't understand. And people are, Taylor's trying to say, like, you don't go and say that to someone. And she's like, well, if you shut the fuck up and listen to me for 2 seconds.
Vicky and Taylor both start slamming the table and pointing their fingers in her face and screaming, you do not talk to me like that, you little fucking bitch. That's Taylor. Taylor just loses bitch. It. And Vicky's just screaming, you bitch, behind her.
And by the way, saying you little fucking bitch is actually way nastier than anything that Brandy ever said. And watching Taylor just like be like, you know, you little fucking bitch. And the music gets serious. You're like, oh, shit. And then Brandy goes, Taylor's literally yelling at me. And all I can think about is that stupid cat meme.
I've taken your shit for far too long, so you shut the fuck up for once. She Taylor Armstrong enough to her. So Phaedra's like, they are crazy. I see it now. Me and Eva are the same ones. These ladies are nuts. So Darren is like, you know what? I think I'll do all this screaming and yelling and cocks and bitches. There's help. You can hear it. Help. All right, so let's get into it. You two don't like each other, right?
Brandy, here is my issue. You're poking a bear. I'm poking a bear. Well, honey, I know we're trying to come to a good resolution, but the thing that frightens me about you is that it is like poking a bear, and I don't want to have to poke a bear to be friends with someone, okay? But when it comes to shut the fuck up, bitch, the only thing I can do is come back at you with shut the fuck up, bitch. And I find it challenging. I know you know how to articulate your words, but you choose not to.
Yeah, but I like you. So, like, I don't understand where this craziness is coming from. It's like, well, I think you trigger me because I see your insecurities and that bothers me.
And Dorinda's like, Vicky, you were waiting for her to fuck up. And you know she's reactory. That's a word now, reactory, like you look at the unicorn of words. You know she's reactory, and you're very strong, okay?
Well, Taylor, I don't want to fight with you. I'm sorry. And Dorinda's like, this girl, let me tell you about this girl. The thing she says is bullshit. It's a facade. She's a good person. She's a very good person. And Tamara's like, you know what? Let's just go. This is ridiculous.
And then as they're walking out of the place, Brandy's like, honestly, I really liked it, Taylor, when you got aggressive like that. Like, I was excited for you to be, like, excited. So.
Yeah, I saw that you were excited, so I was glad you were excited. God, Brandy, it's like, I love you. Wow, that fake scene you just did back there, you really thought you did something. Good for you.
But the truth is that Taylor actually responded in the exact right way, because that is the only thing. Like, you saw Brandy wasn't mad by the way Taylor responded. She, like, she did kind of, like, shut up and was like, okay, cool. All right, let's talk it out. You know, like, that's what, because Brandy's always going to try to go for a reaction. And so if someone's just like, no, you shut the fuck up, she's like, oh, okay. You know?
Well, that brings us to the end of episode Chill.
Yeah. Fun times. Everyone, thanks for listening. We have a lot of stuff up on for the docket. Episodes 3 and 4 are going to be on Patreon until next week, and then they're going to be on the main feed while we are taking a little break for July 4th. So if you are eager to get the listen to recaps, go check them out on Patreon. If not, just wait till next week. Thanks, everyone, so much for being here. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She leaves us in stitches, it's Catherine Taylor.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture.
We love you guys.